Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to DARE AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Have you filled out your postcard yet? If not, this is Boston Council 27 volunteer Dan Houle reporting, and today is Tuesday, December 13th, 2011. Voluntary furlough bid period continues. As of this morning, United Airlines reported that 555 flight attendants have submitted bids for the 2012 12-month voluntary furlough. Flight attendants interested in tracking the current number, which is updated daily during the week, may do so by signing on to Unimatic and viewing the DIS page, DIS*32672. All active and inactive flight attendants are eligible to bid for the voluntary furlough. We remind those flight attendants currently on voluntary furlough who wish to participate in the new voluntary furlough to submit a bid to be eligible to be awarded. If you know any flight attendants out on the current voluntary furlough, please remind them of this necessary step. Voluntary furloughs will be awarded in system seniority order. Flight attendants awarded voluntary furlough will continue to receive contractual benefits as outlined in Section 21A of our contract, including seniority accrual, retention of medical and dental benefits, as well as online pass travel benefits. For additional information, please contact your local and check our website for updated information. If you are interested in bidding for a voluntary furlough, please refer to the United AFA website and read it carefully. Voluntary furlough bids will close on January 9, 2012 at 0800 Central Time, with awards to be posted no later than 5 p.m. Central Time on January 9, 2012. Bidding for partnership flying will close on January 12, 2012 at 8 Central Time, with awards to be posted by 5 p.m. Central Time that same day if domicile need and cost effectiveness of the partnership program in the aggregate warrants. If you are able to volunteer for this voluntary furlough, we encourage you to do so. This program helps to save our more junior flight attendants jobs, as well as the ability for you to enjoy discretionary time off while benefiting from all of the provisions afforded by our contract while taking the voluntary furlough. Information regarding the voluntary furlough or the partnership program may be found on our website. Reserve Christmas wish list. Flight attendants on reserve for the month of December have an opportunity to preference where they would like to lay over for the holiday. Section 10.C.13.C of our contract provides that at Christmas, a reserve flight attendant can indicate their preference for layover cities for 3 days preceding and 2 days following the holiday. When submitting your request, you will be asked for your LOF, or line of flying number, as well as your reserve status, call and reserve, or ready reserve. Requests may be submitted for up to 4 locations. In an effort to better manage and support the 2011 Reserve Christmas wish list, AFA and United continue improving the program developed several years ago that provides flight attendants the ability to submit or modify your layover requests closer to the date of reserve assignment. You may submit your holiday layover request through the link provided. We encourage you to put an initial request on file early and modify your request if your circumstances change later in the month to take full advantage of the new functionality. The last request on file will be the request that we will be considered at the time of assignment. The submission page will detail the dates your request must be finalized to be considered. For a full list of deadline dates for the holiday period, as well as more detailed information, please visit our website. Crew scheduling will make every attempt to accommodate the reserve Christmas wish list layover request to the best of their ability. Benefits open enrollment correction period. The correction period for all U.S. eligible workers and retirees will continue through this Friday, December 16th. This will be your opportunity to make any necessary corrections to your benefits election for 2012. Any corrections you make during this period may result in a delay in receiving your insurance ID cards. Further, the first payroll benefit deductions in 2012 may not reflect the enrollment changes. However, your benefit eligibility will still be effective on January 1, 2012. Final annual benefits enrollment confirmation statements were mailed by United on Monday, December 5th. You may also review your confirmation statement by logging on to your benefits resources, YBR, on the company website. You can access your benefits resource from UnitedAFA.org's website. To make any corrections, please call the United Airlines Benefit Center at 1-800-651-1007, weekdays between 0700 and 7 p.m. Central Time. Atlantic Southeast and ExpressJet Airlines Union Representation Election. With the merger of Atlantic Southeast, ASA, and ExpressJet, XJT, flight attendants in this merged airline face their own union representation election. ASA flight attendants are currently represented by the largest flight attendants union, the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, and XJT flight attendants are represented by the Machinist Union. Voting in the AFA and XJT representation election closes on December 21st. You are encouraged to help spread the work and promote the strengths and benefits of our union to these flight attendants who are making one of the most important choices of their career. You may see our Master Executive Council, MAC, with ideas on how you can help spread the word about our strong flight attendant union. Expedited Mediation Update Number 13. At the direction of the mediator, the parties will convene December 12th through the 16th, 2011, in Houston. As detailed last week, nearly all of the major issues remain unresolved and are subject to negotiation. It is anticipated that this next session will focus on the following: RIGS, 401k, maximum duty day, legal rest, scheduled training, quarterly, monthly maximums, assignment of open IDs, legalities. All of the major issues from both parties are complex and of significant consequence. Keep in mind that just as committed as we are as a community to achieve the goals as contained in our major issues, management is equally adamant that their interests be addressed. While we understand that in order to reach an agreement, it will be necessary for us to address some of the interests they have brought to the table, it should be abundantly clear that in addressing those interests, it will only be done in a manner that can be supported by flight attendants and must withstand the scrutiny of a ratification vote. To be clear, an agreement that will receive the support of United Flight Attendants needs to be balanced in our favor. United Flight Attendants have waited too long and have sacrificed too much not to have their issues addressed in a meaningful manner. The next several weeks will determine whether or not United Management is actually serious about moving forward together in building the world's largest airline with the support of United Flight Attendants. We remain committed to reaching an agreement that provides immediate and long-term improvements for United Flight Attendants. Information regarding the expedited mediation process may be found on our website. More detailed information concerning each negotiation session may be received by joining the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network fan newsletter. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.